In soccer crazy Europe, the focus today turns to the kickoff of Euro 2012. The European Soccer Championship is being held for the first time in Eastern Europe. It's co-hosted by Poland and Ukraine, a source of pride for those host nations. There are also concerns. Ukraine has the highest HIV infection rate in Europe among sex workers. As many as 1 in 3 are HIV positive. The arrival of hundreds of thousands of fans, mostly men, combined with lots of alcohol and the easy availability of prostitutes, could prove to be a dangerous mix. David Stern reports from the Ukrainian capital, Kiev.
A stereo blares Ukrainian rap as 4 workers from NA, an anti-AIDS collective, hit the streets of Kiev. Twice a week, they visit pockets of the city where prostitutes congregate, providing counseling and testing for STDs. Yulia Varodina says that she's worked with NA 2 years, helping those who have nowhere else to turn.
We provide services to those who need us. Those that have some money don't work with us. They can get their own condoms and visit clinics themselves.
The bus comes to a halt near a rundown sauna complex on Kiev's outskirts. 6 young women dressed in micro short skirts, black imitation leather jackets, and sky needle heels emerge from the shadows. One of them, Vika, a 23-year-old, says that some women don't use condoms because they can earn more that way. But she says that thanks to NA, she and her girlfriends no longer have unprotected sex.
We protect ourselves always. We work, you could say, according to instructions. Because in this line of work, you have to be protected.
Oksana Matyash works for the International HIV-AIDS Alliance in Ukraine. Oksana says that the overall rate of new infections has dropped considerably from 2 years ago. But rates via heterosexual intercourse are on the rise due to prostitution and partners of intravenous drug users. Infection rates among prostitutes are usually 1 to 3%. But in Ukraine, they're close to 9% and sometimes more. Oksana Matyash.
The highest HIV prevalence is in Donetsk, which is going to be one of the city sites for Euro 2012. HIV prevalence among sex workers there is more than 30%.
One of Kiev's numerous glitzy discos where commercial sex is prevalent. The HIV-AIDS Alliance says that some 70,000 prostitutes work in Ukraine, though that figure could be higher. Clients are attracted to this particular club by more than just the music.
What do you think of Kiev?
Yeah, Kiev is great, right?
What do you think of the club?
The girls are great.
Government officials say that they'll inform the fans about the dangers of unprotected sex. But forbidding them from visiting prostitutes would be impossible and counterproductive, they say. Tatiana Alexandrina is head of Ukraine's state service on HIV and AIDS.
No one can forbid something like that. You have to understand this. Information is the key element for prevention.
But AIDS groups say that in preparation for the championship, police are cleaning the streets of prostitutes. Many continue to work, but underground. Oksana Matyash.
So it means they will hide from us, and it's bad for the implementation of the program.
Back at the NA truck, Tatiana Klimova, a clinician, tells a young woman her results are negative. The woman smiles with relief. But Tatiana says that the NA truck team diagnoses 3 women with HIV every month. There was one just last week. What these numbers will be after Euro 2012 is anybody's guess. For NPR News, I'm David Stern in Kiev, Ukraine.